ang namamatay sa maling akala. Mga ako'y wuswus pa lamang ay takot sa multo. Mga ako'y naging binata sa airbag na shot ako. Ngayon ay may asawa, meron ng pamilya. Wala namang multo, ngunit takot sa asawa ko.
Sabik na sa'yo, kumusta ka na, nalulungkot ka rin ba? Sana ay kapiling kita. Sa'yo may
May problema ka ba? Matutulungan ba kita? Sa akin ay huwag kang mangamba. Sabihin ko sa'yo, ang pag-ibig kong ito'y di magbabago. Kahit malayo pa sa piling ko, umulat o bagyo, ayos lang. Huwag kang mangangamba, ayos lang. Basta ka mahal ko, ayos pa. Ang pag-ibig kong ito'y di magbabago. Kahit malayo ka sa piling ko, umulat o bagyo, ayos lang. Huwag kang mangangamba, ayos lang. Kung gusto ka mahal ko, ayos ba? Sana'y di pa rin.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information.
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
And yes, it's another afternoon dito po sa Tinig Pinoy. Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Ito po si Cookie and I'd like to welcome you all dito sa ating edition ng Tinig Pinoy. Ngayon pong Sabado na naman. And of course, I'm very, very happy dahil I feel so good. You know why? I'll let you know in a while. But then, there are so many good things happening today. Hindi lang po dito sa programang Tinig Pinoy, but then pati rin lang po sa paligid po natin at saka nakita niyo naman po medyo lumabas ang araw, hindi po masyado malamig and excited ako kasi sabi ko nga there's something good about today. It's free electricity day for me. So mula po alas 12 kanina naglalaban na ako. And I've got lots of washing to do. And yun nga, kasi lumabas po yung araw. And so, sabi ko, thank you Lord, kasi solar powered yung aking pag-dry ngayon. And nothing beats the good, you know, sun talaga. And medyo kumukulimlim, pero actually po, hindi naman yata uulan. Medyo cloudy lang today. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. With all the good music na pinrepair ko po sa inyong lahat. At syempre, I think I promised last Saturday that I might have a special guest dito sa programang Tinig Pinoy. And of course, we will be introducing yung guest ko po later on in the program. But for now, syempre, chikahan muna po. At marami pa po akong hinandang magagandang awitin for all of you. Hoping na you're having a good time dahil po ngayon, relaxed day natin, chill mode tayo. And yung mga iba pong nag-work, kung kayo po'y allowed, syempre pwede naman po kayo makinig dito sa Tinig Pinoy until 2 p.m. po tayo. So, yung mga iba pong nagpaplano na to get away and do some, you know, out of town, sana naman po mag-ingat lang po kayo kasi you never know kung ano yung mas snow na po daw sa bandang Rua Pehu and malamig-lamig na po talaga dyan sa bandang Taupo. Kitang-kita na po yung mga snow na bumabagsak sa Fakapapa. So marami pong gusto mag-skiing. So mag-ingat po kayo kasi just like, you know, sometimes na gakaram po ng mga unexpected happening. At katulad ko nga po ako eh, di ko po nga in-expect nung Thursday po, ako ay nadulas din eh. And then I actually, akala ko na nabali yung dalawa kong toe na maliit. Talagang super sakit. And then, sumigaw po talaga ako for the first time in my life. Ngayon ko lang sumigaw ng ganong sobrang sakit na sigaw. And I was just waiting na mahihimatay ako talaga. Sa super sakit, hindi ako nagbibiro, promise talaga po. And yun, buti na lang, hindi nga bali. And medyo bruise lang po yung aking daliri sa paa. Pero I can still walk and manage to come here nga po sa ating stasyon. And yun nga, iniisip ko lang, sabi ko, it could have been worse. Kasi at least nakakapagsapatos pa ako. Yun nga lang, super, talagang nagnanama tsaka siya. Sensitive talaga pag hinahawakan ko. So, tuloy-tuloy po ang Tinig Pinoy hanggang 2 p.m. like I said. And I have got a lot of good music for all of you. So, I'd like to give you, kasi nga kahit po ano nangyayari sa atin, meron man akong karamdaman. Kahit po ako'y sabi ko nga sa inyo, gagapang. Basta nandito po ako sa Sabado para po sa inyo lahat. So, ito po ang appropriate song kasi ano man po mangyari, tuloy pa rin. This is from Labuyo. Pakinggan po natin dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy and Planet FM 104.6 ang Tinig Pinoy.
Galing lang ako sa inyo at ako'y linobo mo. Pinag-usapan alas 8, naganda na papa naman. Okay lang sa akin yun.
sama ko sa mga puno habang ang ulap ay nakangiti. Huwag ka sana maawa, wala ka nang magagawa. Mabango pa naman ang simoy ng hangin, maglalalaka. Wala rin mangyayari, pag-isipan pa.
kailan magtatagal.
Right. maririnig ninyo tuwing Sabado from 12:25 until 2 p.m. Balitang Pinoy, Showbiz Chika at Music Biz pa.
Tinig Pinoy every Saturday only on 104.6 Planet FM.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information.
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
And yes, we're back here in Tinig Pinoy. Kung kaka-tune-in, tune in nyo lang po. Ako po ay si Cookie at ngayong hapon po ay magtatanghal tayo ng another information sharing and of course sa mga yung mga magandang awitin na mga napakinggan niyo po, yung mga selection natin for this afternoon ay ang mga pili nating mga favorite din po natin. Personal favorite and some of which are mga ni-request din po sa atin. Kaya naman, hoping that you're enjoying your afternoon. Sana po ay nandito kayo hanggang 2 o'clock. Right now, I'd like to welcome in the program yung sinabi ko na po sa inyo na ating special guest for this afternoon. And I'm very excited because we made some intro chikahan na po earlier. And super excited na ako to introduce him to you. And of course, this is through the courtesy of our good friend, our G5D. Thank you so much, Dina. And sana ay nakikinig din ang mga ibang G5 natin. Because sa hapon pong na ito ay magbibigay po ng konting, ano bang sasabihin ko dito? I think it's more of an inspiration ng isang kababayan natin. But siya po ay actually poet and a coffee artist. And I haven't really met a coffee artist personally, but I have always admired them. Being a coffee lover and a coffee drinker and a coffee addict myself, I want to find out how to actually, siguro baka sa dami ng nainom kong coffee, sana eh, nagawa ko rin yung ginawa niya. Pero siguro medyo lipas na po ang panahon ko. So, let's just hear from our fellow kababayan by the name of Larry Abreño. Hello, Larry, and hello and welcome dito sa ating Tinig Pinoy. Kamusta ka?
Mabuti naman po, and thank you so much for inviting me here. So, it's a pleasure, and at the same time, it's an opportunity to promote and inspire other people with my artwork and my poetry.
Okay, Larry. First of all, taga saan ka ba sa atin?
Tawag ko sa akin is NPA ako, no permanent address. In the sense that nasa seminary ako before, although pinanganak ako sa Mindanao, but my parents are from Iloilo.
Oh.
And then most of my studies is
taga-tiin
in Manila.
Taga-tiin ka?
Ang tatay ko sa Bototan, ang nanay ko sa Haniway.
Okay. Ako kabalo lang sa Ponte dahil adopted ako ng Ilonggo family.
Hindi pwede baligya.
Hindi. Kailan ka dumating dito sa New Zealand?
Dumating ako sa New Zealand 2014. That was April 15. I think that was Good Tuesday. Holy Tuesday.
Okay. And what brought you here?
It was my friend Father Carlo. He was my classmate in theology when we were studying in Ateneo de Manila during our theology years, who invited me to come and visit and see New Zealand. Mm-hmm. As a nice place. And then I love New Zealand. And since then, I stayed in New Zealand.
Talaga?
Yeah.
So, si Father Carlo, parang siya yung nag-ano sa'yo, nag-encourage sa'yo dahil nakikita mo yung yung mga pinapasyalan niya.
Opo.
Yung magagandang mga places.
Niya.
Yeah. And ikaw ba ay, bukod sa, kailan nag-start tong yung pagiging coffee artist mo?
Yung coffee painting naman, when I was still in the Philippines, it started there. kasi I was the guidance counselor sa isang university, and then yung isang art teacher namin pumunta siya for a workshop, and then tinuruan niya yung mga bata kung paano mag coffee painting. Pero yung mga bata naman, ang gusto lang nila makapasa. So I said, okay, let me do one and I'll show you how to do it right. And from there, it becomes my interest. It became, you know, something interesting for me. And at the same time, the smell of the coffee, the aroma, you know, brought some kind of interesting thing that keeps you awake, and at the same time, a lot of memories.
Pero paano ka nagsimula nito talaga? Like, ano yung nag-ano sa'yo na, ay, gusto ko mag-painting ng coffee. Ikaw ba, nung bata ka, parang kinakaw ka ba yung kape na yan? Tapos, ano bang ano, parang, paano ka napunta dyan?
Hindi naman po. Kasi, nung nasa seminary, we have art appreciation. So, that's how I learned to paint, but it's an oil. And then, when I was teaching at Miriam College, I hook up with fine art students and teachers from UP, and then I learned some techniques. But I hook up with coffee when I was here in New Zealand because there's a lot of time. Mm. Yung mga time na free time.
Saka masarap yung coffee.
Masarap ang coffee. And people in New Zealand loves coffee.
Yeah. So, ano ba yun? Ginagamit mo talagang ordinary papel lang? Ganyan ba?
Hindi po. Special paper. Medyo mahal po yung paper. Mm. So, sometimes I use watercolor paper. Sometimes I use acrylic paper para iba yung effect. And sometimes I use canvas or wood.
Mm.
And I use brush or palette knife para iba-iba yung texture.
Alright. I'm excited makita yung mga painting mo. Bukod sa nakikita ko ngayon tong cover, it should be yung one of yours, di ba? Parang railroad to, di ba?
Yeah.
Ikaw ba tong lumalayo?
Not really me. This is just, you know, a montage of somebody, but, you know, it could represent all of us. Like walking and, you know, going within endless possibilities in life.
True. Tsaka, nakapag-scan na ako ng mga ibang, anong paborito mo sa mga poetry mo na nandito sa iyong librong Crumbs from the Heart? Ito po ay hindi pa available sa public, diba? Pero let people know, anong balak mo talaga dito sa Crumbs from the Heart?
Of course, yung balak ko, mas maraming taong makakabasa, mas maraming taong magkakaroon ng copy, and they could share it with other people, because the main purpose of this book is to make a difference in the lives of other people. And if it could save a soul, I'll be very, very happy.
And kailan to nilabas?
Nilabas siya May 23. That's the book launching here in Pakuranga Library.
So, paano mo na isipan na gawin ko itong libro, launch ko sa ganyan? Paano mo in-work out lahat yung mga mechanics and the book launching?
It coincides with Arts Out, Arts Out East. Sa Hawick and Pakuranga area or East Auckland. But prior to that, I already have the plan of coming out with a book. Pero hindi lang siya supposed to be poetry. So it's a combination of my poetry, combination of my stories, coffee painting, and reflections all together. Kaya lang, sabi ko, medyo mahal. So nilabas ko muna yung poetry. So, it's a long process. It's a long process, pero eventually...
How long was the process? Give us an idea.
More than a year. More than a year. So, ang pinaka-secret is, you know, just have to write poem every day or every time you have the chance. Kasi that's how you have to start. Mm-hmm. Don't stop. So, kung meron kang gustong gawin, you have to start. That's the best thing. Start, then write, and then eventually, saka mo na makikita na pwede mo na siyang gawing buuhin, just like a book.
Yeah, because I really admire you. Personally, I have, like I mentioned to you kanina, marami akong project na matagal-tagal pa. Pero, syempre, yun nga, yung sabi mo, you don't find probably that courage or time to do it on a particular day siguro na inisip mo kailan magagawin yung timeline, di ba?
Opo.
So, kudos talaga sa iyo. I salute you. And,
thank you.
I really, you know, like I said, I was scanning the book na kanina and may mga nakikita na nga akong ano eh, mga magaganda talagang very touching na ano, especially yung mother's love nga, no. Now, ikaw, ano yung favorite mo dito?
Favorite ko, actually lahat sila favorite ko, but if there's one, I think Stay Because You Love Me.
Anong page yan?
Sandali lang po, hanapin ko.
Ano sige, ba? Anong page ba yan? Pupuntahan ko rin para pareho tayo ng binabasa. Tapos, gusto kong...
Page 44.
44. Okay, sige. Tapos pwede bang pakibasa mo siya? With spellings.
I'm not so good at reading but I'll try my best.
Okay. Share naman natin sa kanila para ma-excite yung mga listeners natin dito.
Okay, Stay Because You Love Me. Don't ask if it is difficult. Ask if it is important. For losing you is like losing the will to live. You took my breath away when I fell in love with you. Now, you're taking it away with you. I want you to stay, but I don't want you to feel trapped. Stay for the right reason. Stay not because it is the right thing to do. Stay because I love you. Stay because you love me.
Okay. Naiyak ako ah. parang ano eh. Anong inspirasyon mo dito?
Of course, you know, mga past love. You know, like, you know, there are some people that you want to stay in your life. But I think sometimes we have also to let go of the person. As they always say, when you really love the person, you have to let them go.
Set them free.
Yeah, set them free. And most of the time, staying is not the answer to the question. Because even though they'll be away, they'll go, but the good memories can always stay.
Yun. Kaya nga ako eh, meron akong motto, alam mo? Ano yung motto ko? Pictures fade, but memories remain forever green.
Yes.
Yan ang aking motto eh. Every time meron ako mga email. Kasi I always think about yung good memories, diba?
Opo.
Sabi ko nga sa'yo, ma-arte din ako. medyo ma-arte din ako in terms of yung mga, yun nga, may mga magagandang, minsan mga magagandang bagay ka na naisip. Ikaw ba yung meron time na yung inspirasyon mo ay, kunwari, kahit saan ka nandoon, at bigla mo naisip eh, talagang hindi ka mapakaling at di mo isulat, ganyan?
Opo. Minsan nagda-drive ako eh. I don't want to lose the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, habang nagda-drive ako, iniisip ko nang iniisip ang idea hanggang sa... Dumating ako. But, with my poetry, ang parang, my secret is that it's like a love affair with the moment. It's like, you know, when I write a poem, I get lost into the moment. And that's where, you know, inspiration, ideas, and thoughts will just flow out naturally.
Mm-mm. So, may dumating bang punto wherein may isang tao kang kausap and then nakapagbigay siya ng something na para mag-spark yung ano mo, in yung moment na yun?
Meron po. Minsan nga, just across the table, like, you know, when I'm having a coffee, I see somebody, maybe a beautiful woman or beautiful smile. And then right there and then I will just pick up, you know, or get my phone and then write something about that person or about the smile.
Yeah, okay. That's a good thing too. And syempre, very inspiring pag maganda yung smile, di ba?
Opo. Nakakadagdag.
No nga. And babalik tayo kay Larry, mga kababayan. Pero I'd like to play a song first. Ito ay actually, ano eh, parang siguro one of the things na... pertaining to the binasa mong Stay, ito ay isang magandang awitin. So I'd like to dedicate this to Larry. And of course, G5D. Dina, magsalita ka. Hi. Magsalita ka naman at kamustahin mo mga kababayan natin. Ano ka ba? Say hi, people.
Hi, people. Hi to the G5 A, B, C. Yun na yun, di ba?
Yeah. Kasi nandito na tayo.
Sana nagkinig kayo.
Kamustahin mo ang mga kababayan mo sa buong mundo kasi naririnig tayo sa buong mundo.
Ah, ganun ba? Mm. Hello to people in Cebu.
Mm.
Mayong buntag, mayong yeah. Odto.
Mayong hapon sa inyong tanan diha.
Yeah. Tapos si Father June, nasa Japan.
Wala pa. Si Father June nasa Baguio ngayon. Hello, okay. Father June. Yeah. Sana nakikinig ka o kaya i-record ko mamaya. Para
no, you can actually download and save this later on after we finish. So they could actually hear it worldwide. Yeah. Kaya nga sabi ko, batiin mo yung mga kaibigan mo sa Amerika, sa Pilipinas, kahit saan sila nandun, mapapakinggan kanila.
Hello to family in Brisbane, in the US, and of course to friends in Japan.
Yun eh.
Thank you.
Si Larry, meron ka ba mga gustong batiin?
I would like to greet happy birthday, 8th birthday to my daughter in the US in New Jersey. Happy birthday, Zoe. I love you so much.
Ayan, malitinig ni Zoe yan. And happy birthday, Zoe, coming from Tinig Pinoy. But for now, I'd like to play this song. This goes to Larry and G5D. This is one of my favorite artists. I'm sure kilala niyo to. This is a song called Laging Ikaw. This is Nina. Dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6.
Sana lang sa akin kahit ika'y wala sa aking piling. Isang magandang alaala, isang kahapon lagi kong kasama. Ikaw ang lahat sa akin, kahit ika'y di ko dapat ibigin. Dapat pa kita limutin, paano mapipigil ang isang damdamin? Kung ang sinisigaw, ikaw ang lahat sa akin. At kung hindi ngayon ang panahon upang ikaw ay mahalin, bukas na walang hanggan do'y maghihintay paligid. Ikaw ang lahat sa akin, sa may kapal aking tinadala. Isang damdamin, kung ang sinisigaw, ikaw ang lahat sa akin. Pambat bukas na walang hanggan, do'y maghihintay pa rin.
about. All the gifts I have are from above. My life is empty without a doubt. But the Lord said, you are my beloved. It feels so good to be protected from fears and worries that keep us down. I pray that I will be directed in dark and deep seas. I may not drown. With gratitude, I lift my heart to you. I sing you glory to give praise to you. You made a great difference in my life. With your loving presence, I feel alive. It's not enough that I just say thank you. You gave me light. You took my hand and showed me the way. You led me straight to the path that's right. You never left me to go astray. Gratitude, I lift my heart to you.
Usap-usapan sa Auckland at sa ibang sulok ng New Zealand ang JM Butchery.
Bakit daw?
Dahil sa JM Butchery, bukod sa laging press kumpanita nilang karne, napakamura pa ng kanilang presyo.
Ganun ba?
Kompletong paninda nila. May baka, baboy, manok at iba pa. Licensed butcher din si Joel ng JM Butchery. Kaya't sigurado kang masarap ang kanilang longganisa, tosino at tapa. Kaya pata na tayo sa 3 Bar 15 Manoroa Road Takanini.
Meron bang barbecue doon?
Pwede naman mag-call to order sa JM Butchery. Tawagan lang si Joel at Mena sa 299-3179.
Tayo na sa JM Butchery. JM Butchery, usap-usapan ng bayan, talagang number one.
Padala ng balikbayan box? Kakaba-kaba-kaba sa iyong box na padala? Mag-Transfix ka na! Sigurado at maaasahan, may monthly shipment pa sila.
Transfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
Tumawag na sa 570-8986 o puntahan sa 52 Queens Road, Panmure para hindi ka na kakaba-kaba sa box na padala.
Transfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
Mag-Transfix ka na!
Every Sabado, ibang Tinig Pinoy.
And of course, iba nga ang Tinig Pinoy, especially po na today, wala muna tayong mga balita, pero actually nag-prepare po ako. Kaya lang, yung ating mga news and information, of course, even today's interview is brought to you by good friends from Planet Travel, booking flights 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And if you'd like to check yung mga specials po nila, then the website to go to is www.planettravel.co.nz. May mga Christmas group bookings na po sila, mga papuntang Cebu, Davao, or even all around, ano po, all around the world po, meron po sila. So tumawag lang po sa 377-1933 or 0800-11-1131. And naku, ang dami na po mga specials going to the Philippines. Kaya magmadali po kayo at puntahan na po ang kanilang website. And yes, we're back with Larry Abreño, ang ating pong poet and coffee artist na talaga naman pong very inspiring for this afternoon. So kung meron po tayong mga kababayan dyan na nakakapag-isip, probably kayo po ay may talento rin at kayo po ay nakakapag-create din po ng something different, and of course you've got an inspiration. Pero hindi nyo lang po you know, formulate talaga how to go about your inspiration at ma-realize po yung mga dreams na yan. We would like to, you know, let you know that meron po talagang way to do it, and kaya nga po nandito ngayon si Larry because we want the people, yung mga kababayan po natin dyan na medyo nagtatago pa at ayaw pa ilabas ang kanilang mga talento na maging mas matapang po kayo dahil nagawa po ni Larry. So, if kaya po ni Larry, kaya nyo rin yan. Di ba, Larry? Paki ano mo nga, Larry? Pakisabi mo nga sa amin kung paano mo na isip na, oh, ready na ako, ilalaunch ko na yung book ko, o kaya papublish ko na itong book ko.
Sabi nga nila, kung titingnan natin, there's no time to say that you are ready, but we could always make it happen. It's like now, there's no perfect moment, but we could make every moment perfect. So, if you have it, share it.
Mm-hmm.
So, ang pinaka-importante is, you know, start doing something that you love, like your arts, poetry, or whatever. And then, eventually, when you're ready, if there's an opportunity, publish it, or present it, or exhibit it. Yun naman yung pinaka...
Sino una mong nilapitan? Nung parang naisip mo na sa sarili mo na, oh, ready na ako.
Kasi we have this group, group na nag-visit sa mga rest homes. So we have this group, we call it someone to talk to. So during our session, so sabi ko, I want to publish my poetry, I want to publish my reflections and coffee paintings. And they're very supportive about it. Tapos sabi nila, oh sige, magbibenta ako ng 20, magbibenta ako ng... So it encouraged me more to push through with a book. But as I've said, it took a year or more than a year. The reason behind is that I have written a lot of poems, and the hardest part is trying to choose which poems I will include in the book, especially with the theme that I want to be included in the book.
Mm-hmm. And then nung nandun ka na sa moment na ready ka na and everything, ano yung pinaka na encounter mo na trial?
Marami, kasi yun nga yung parang tipong babasahin ba to ng iba, and at the same time, you know, when you write a book, especially this one, it's a little bit personal. It's like, you know, your private life, is being
exposed,
leave open to the public. So parang yung tipong ganun. So there's some kind of risk. There's some kind of feeling of being like, you know, scared of being judged by other people. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, when people will read your poetry, when they will read what you have written, most of the time they will be able to relate into the thing. So that's the thing that encouraged me more than discouraged me to pursue, to push through with the publication of the book. But at the back of my mind, there's a lot of, like, you know, doubts and everything.
So, ang masasabi mo ba, ang pinaka-greatest critic mo is yung sarili mo rin?
Yes, it's always yourself. Ang ano ko nga sa sarili ko, if I don't believe with what I'm doing, who would believe?
Mm-mm.
So, sabi ko, kung gusto ko i-publish to, kung gusto ko ilabas yung mga artworks ko and everything, unang-una, dapat convince ako, I believe in myself, I will believe with what I'm writing and what I'm doing, and other people will do so.
So, mabalik tayo naman sa pag-drawing mo. Yung bang sabi mong coffee painting, so ano yun? Nilagay mo lang yung instant coffee tapos nagganyan-ganyan ka na. Ganun ba?
There's different ways actually. Yung iba, minsan ginagawa ko rin, I will just spill the coffee and then from there I will create images like, you know, buildings or whatever images I can create. But I'm kind of realistic in my painting. So that's why it's something like looking at the picture or the scenery and then I will paint it.
So mostly, ano ang, ano mo, sa pagpapaint mo?
Subject or what?
Subject, yeah. Like, ano ba siya? Tao ba siya? Nature ba siya?
It's varied actually. So I started with people. Pero yung, alam mo yung shadows lang ng tao, kasi yun nga, parang feeling ko hindi ako ganun kagaling, so it's just shadows. Then eventually, nag-evolve siya. So yun nga, may mga mukha na, naging realistic na. But I started with nude paintings.
Wow.
Because as they always say, the human body are very nice subject, especially when you paint, like, you know, the lights and shadows and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then I ventured into animals, the pets, because some people asked me to paint their, you know, their pets. And I venture into nature because a lot of people wanted me to paint like the scenery, beautiful scenery in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of them also are asking me to do portrait paintings.
Mm. Ako, frustration ko talaga yung drawing.
Kasi, but have you tried?
Oo naman. Ang favorite ko yung pag drawing ako ng mountain and then may mayroon sun and mga birds.
Kala ko pag-drawing ng cow.
Ay, alam mo, honestly, I'll be really frank with you. Hindi ko magawa yung pusa, kundi yung gano'n na pusa lang.
Ay, yung circle, tapos may...
Pero hindi ako nakakagawa ng... Katuwan-tuwa ako pag may nakita kong ang galing, like, mag-drawing ng mga horse. Yung talagang, parang ka mukhang horse. Ako, pag nag-drawing ako ng aso, mukhang kabayo. Hindi ka talaga ma-perform yung aking drawing na...
Pero sabi nila in art is an expression as well as writing. So, the secret is that you don't have to compare your artwork with other artists, especially the, you know, really great ones, because now they will always have their own style. The secret is that, yeah, just keep on doing what you love doing and then, you know, discover your own technique, your own style, and especially discover your own niche.
Actually, naghihintay lang ako ng time yung ano eh. Kasi I can actually, in my mind, I can draw. You know, when I look at things, I see something. I see art when I look at, kahit yung ano lang nga eh, mga vinyl lang, mga lino. Pag tinitingnan ko yung, syempre paminsan nasa toilet ka, di ba? Pag tinitingnan ko siya, may nakikita na akong image na nagpo-portray ko sa mind ko. Pero sabi ko, bakit hindi ko ito matranslate sa kamay ko? Like, pag sabihin ko, ay, ganun lang pala mag-drawing ng face kasi nakikita ko siya dyan eh. Ganyan pala yung face eh. Ganun, ganun. Tapos, pagka tinranslate ko na siya sa talagang actual, may media na, let's say, lapis or ano. Hindi ko talaga siya ma-porma. Sabi ko, what's wrong?
Maybe your talent's more in abstract painting.
Yun nga, kaya naghihintay ako nung parang meron translator, yung pagka naisip mo, whoops, yan na, magpo-project na sa screen. Kasi ang dami ko nakikitang, sabi ko, parang ito, dalawang magkaharap or something. Tapos nakikita ko siya, napo-formulate ko siya talaga sa mind ko.
Kasi sabi nila, yun nga na yung power ng art and even our poetry is that, you know, when people see something else mm-mm. with what we create. Mm-hmm. Kasi it means to see that they are affected by the artwork. Mm-hmm. They can relate to the artwork and they can make their own image. They can make their own
interpretation. Yeah. I think that's, yun yung power ng ating mind, di ba? Marami tayong na-foresee na marami tayong nakikita beyond whatever else yung tao na nakikita nila. Kasi just like sometimes yung nakikita natin, ano to? Bakit? Minsan, mansanas lang yun sa art gallery. Pero ano yung nakita ng artist, bakit niya na, you try and mimic yung mind, no? Somehow, ng artist na yun. Ano bang nandito sa mansanas na to? Nakikita ko na minsan yung, mayroon siyang ginawa dito. Siguro, ito yung ganito, ganyan, ganyan. So, habi ko, pwede rin pala ako maging critic ng konti. Kasi, nakikita ko ng konti yung bakit nagawa niya itong mansanas na to. Kasi talaga mansanas lang minsan di ba? Pero
so maybe it could be the stroke, it could be the lighting, mm. it could also be the maybe the color that you use,
mm-hmm.
or it could be that apple, you know, where it came from or something like that. So
ikaw, sa coffee ba, meron mas magandang pang paint na coffee? Like Barajo or
Filipino ako, no? So, Nescafe ako.
Nescafe
classic. Sabi ko na, the classic taste the world enjoys.
Oh, talaga.
So, advertisement na Nescafe. But I always combine it with, like, you know, brewed coffee. So,
akala ko parang, coffee mate.
Di ba kalanggamin? So, I combine it to have another effect, like, you know, to make it darker. So, and sometimes I can make it also lighter. I try different kinds of coffee, but I always go back to Nescafe.
Pero ano, kailan ba malamig?
It depends, you know. You can use cold water, you can use hot water. But for me, I would suggest hot water. Kasi parang, di ba, nabuboil siya in something. And for me, I don't use yung on the spot na doon ko lang gagawin. Ang ginagawa ko para iba yung effect ng coffee is I let it parang mature for a week, for 2 weeks. And it has a different effect.
Baga yung medyo stale na coffee niya.
Yeah, po.
So, hindi mo pa na-try yung mga, let's say, iba-ibang coffee like Mokona.
I tried Mokona. I tried already. Yeah.
Ah, talaga?
It has a little bit lighter color than Nescafe.
Mm-mm.
And then different coffee shops, I go to coffee shops, ordered short black, and then I use that for painting.
So, sabi niyo, can I order short black? Tapos kala nila inumin mo.
You can spill it on on the paper and then, you know, make something.
Oh, okay. So that's good. And then, do you really end up drinking your coffee medyo mainit pa o malamig na malamig na?
Ito yung ito yung nangyayari sa amin minsan. Because every time I paint, I also have my coffee. And sometimes, nagkakamali ako.
Naiinom mo yung
I almost tried drinking the other one that I use for my... And sometimes, I dip my brush
dun
sa coffee ko. Parang ganun. And minsan yan nga, pag you're into the thing that you do, like, you know, yung nagpa-paint ako, nakakalimutan ko yung coffee ko. So, sabi mo nga, minsan naging malamig na yung coffee, but I still drink my coffee.
pero yung bang, pag nagkakamari kang ganun, yun ba, pag nga super, yung height ng inspiration is there, o anong mode yun, nagkakamari ka na yun?
Nadidip ko dun sa kabila. Ayun nga, yung nasa point na hinahabol mo yung pag gumagawa ka ng highlight, hinahabol mo yung mga details and everything and you don't want to lose, you look at it and then you just dip without looking.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are the moment. Sabi ko nga, when I write my poem, when I do my painting, it's like having a love affair with the moment.
Mm-hmm. So, meron ba time na nakapag-paint ka kahit pat-close yung eyes mo?
I tried. And siguro, ang masabi ko, hindi naman close ang eyes, pero yung matutulog na ako, then suddenly I realized that I have to do something. So I'll open the lights again and then do the painting, and then to realize that it's already like 4 a.m., 6 a.m., and then I'm still up there doing the painting.
All right. Wow, it's been an hour and a half na pinag-usapan natin to, no? So time really flies, and I really want to have another part two probably of The Crumbs of the Heart.
For the next book?
Yeah, sure, why not? And thank you so much, Larry, for sharing your time and sharing your inspirations, your experiences, and kung ano, kung sakasakali na, yun nga, mayroong way tayo na makatulong para kung gusto mong fully ano tong iyong book. Ay, syempre, nandito lang naman Tinig Pinoy. We fully support yung mga Pilipino nating mga kababayan sa mga endeavor nila dito sa New Zealand, especially, you know, ito ang ating avenue for information dissemination. So, thank you so much for this afternoon, Larry. And hope that you will be back again.
Yeah, anytime. When I'm free.
So, baka gusto mo silang imbitahin kung meron mang in future na ano ka, mga aktibidades?
So far, if you are in East Auckland, especially when you go to Half Moon Bay, so I have my coffee paintings on one of the cafes there. It's called Cinnamon Cafe near Aratai Coffee Shop. So yeah, I usually put my paintings there, and some of my poetry I posted over there. So you can come and visit. And if you want to get the copy of the book, so far it's still with me, but you can always, you know, message me on my mobile number, 022-173-54521, or just email at larry.abreno@gmail.com for inquiries.
Yun. So ayan po, tandaan niyo mga kababayan, meron pong mga magagandang inspirasyon si Larry dito. So sa mga na-in-love, ma-in-love, ma-i-in-love at mga ma-out of love. Ito pong libro na to ay all season. So Crumbs from the Heart, a Poetry and Reflections Over a Cup of Coffee by Mr. Larry Abreno. So maraming po salamat sa inyo mga kababayan. At ito po si Cookie, nagpapaalam na po ako. Salamat na naman po sa isang oras sa kalahati na ibinahagi niyo sa Tinig Pinoy. Same time, same dial po ang Tinig Pinoy next Saturday dito po sa Planet FM 104.6. And this is my last song for everyone. Ito ay ang awitin na popularized by Miss Sharon Caneta. This is the song called Hagan. Paalam na po. Thank you. God bless you all.